Yesterday we discussed the order of when you make a bracha rishona, which food you make the bracha on, depending, there are obviously different foods. What do you make first? We said hamotzi, then mizonos, then we said gafen, then eitz, then pri adam, and then shahakol. And last we said brechos areach, and that are things of smell. But when you have a food that's the same bracha, there's also a level of kadima. You have to know the order of these things when it comes to making a bracha. One may ask the question, why do we need to make an order? I'm saying a bracha, isn't that good enough? So part of the institution in bracha is one of the most difficult topics, is because there's so many nuances as to why we make a bracha, and therefore when it comes to making a bracha, you want to be nuanced in the idea. Just as if you imagine you're calling out people and welcoming people, you want to give chashivas, you want to give importance to certain people before you mention other people. When it comes to making a bracha, Chazal established that the bracha itself is dependent on the type of bracha, and on the type of food that you're going to be reciting it on. You want to be able to recite a bracha on the food that's considered more chashav, more important, than the one that's less important, because that bracha is having an effect on the food and all the foods, in fact. But you want to be able to have that level of importance for you, the one eating it as well. So therefore, assuming you have the bracha the same, imagine you had two foods that's a bracha the same. Let's take fruit. You had cherries and oranges. So what bracha would you, on which food did you make a bracha? So this is an order, and that order has an acronym. That acronym is known as Sas Chag, or Shash Chag, okay, or Shesh Chag could be, but it's really Sas Chag. And that is as follows. First, you look at the food. If the food is from one of the seven species, the Shiva Saminim, so that would be olives, dates, grapes, figs, pomegranate. So let's say, assume you have the same bracha. So we happen to have chosen cherries and oranges for a reason, because neither of them fit in that category. So if it's the shin, shiva saminim, you make that bracha first. That's the one you would choose first. What if it's not that? Then you go into the next thing, and that is shalim. And this is a key component that people don't realize. Shalim, when the food is whole, it's better to make a bracha on a whole food than on a cut food. So usually, let's say you have a bereka on your hand, or you have something on a bagel even, and you want to make a bracha. So people oftentimes will break off a piece, say the bracha, and that's what they're going to eat. But just like we do hamotzi, like on Shabbos, so too with any food you have. You have an orange, you have a bereka, what you should do is you should make the bracha on it first, and then break off the piece, or then bite the piece. Obviously, if it's a big loaf of bread, you're not biting the piece, you're going to be cutting a piece. But the point is, you want to make a bracha on something that's shalim. So first you check, is it one of the shiva saminim, one of the seven species? Then you check, is it shalim? So if I have a cherry versus a half an orange, so in likelihood I would go with the cherry first, because that's considered whole. Then the next category after that would be, is it chaviv? Which one do you like more generally? Do you like oranges more, or do you like cherries more? So assuming I have a whole orange, and then I have a whole cherry, which one would I choose? So we know it's not one of the shiva saminim. We know they're both whole. I say, you know what, I usually like cherries more than I like oranges, so I would make the bracha on the cherry. And the last thing on that is the gimel, is gadol. It depends on which one's bigger. So let's assume I like cherries the same way I like oranges. Well, then I would choose the orange in that case, because the orange is actually going to be bigger. So you actually have to evaluate when you're making a bracha on it, and this evaluation process takes time to remember, number one, but two, it makes you actually think about the food that you're eating and the importance of the bracha that you're actually reciting. So part of this idea is that when you actually are focused on these things, you'll value the food more, and you'll even value the bracha more. So again, shiva saminim, shalim, whole, then chaviv, more important to you specifically, and then which one's actually bigger, that's the order that you choose when the brachas are the same.